Hey, good morning, and welcome to Word of Mouth, the program where captivating people talk about their unique jobs. I'm your host, Jim Wunderlich, and today I'll be chatting with Donna Lake, Director of Communications of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Before coming to the food bank, Donna was the Midwest Public Relations Manager of Field Entertainment, the world's leading producer of live family entertainment, including Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey, Disney on Ice, and Monster Jam. Today, Donna is part of an amazing team of individuals dedicated to feeding the hungry in 13 Northern Illinois counties. And Donna, thank you so much for being here. Much appreciated.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You know, I understand there are over 400,000 individuals in Northern Illinois at risk of hunger, 78,000 of which are Lake County residents, and nearly 37,000 are children. And those figures are startling when I saw them. How's that possible that so many are hungry, so many people are hungry, and what are the causes of this problem?
Well, I think many people are surprised when they hear those numbers. 78,000 people right here in Lake County, 37,000 children here in our backyards facing hunger. But the reality is that people are hungry in the suburbs as well as the big cities. Mm-hmm. And there are many different causes, but it all comes down to one fundamental equation. And that is that people don't have enough income to pay for all of their necessities. Mm-hmm. It's no secret that in the turn of the economy, it hit many people hard. I don't know of anyone who didn't tighten their belts in 2008 and 2009.
So since 2008, 2009, you've seen the problem increase, I assume.
Increase, mm-hmm. Yes, definitely increasing. And the thing is, even today, there's no sign of it becoming better. In fact, we're seeing more people and people needing our services more often. For those people whose budgets were already tight before the recession hit, mm-hmm. they really didn't have any additional room to stretch that budget. Mm-hmm. And we've also seen many professionals lose their jobs in company downsizing and other situations. So
you have professionals who are coming to get food.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I think that's what's really the difference, you know, in many cases with hunger in the suburbs. And people don't realize that. It's new for many people.
Mm-hmm.
These are folks who have been working professional jobs. They were downsized. They were laid off. And they now have either blown through their savings or they're trying to hold on to their houses in many cases. A lot of the people that come to the food pantries are people who are trying to do the right thing. They're trying to hold on to their houses. They're trying to pay these mortgages that were realistic, several years ago when they took out their loans. And now those mortgages are underwater. And so they're stretching their dollar as far as they can. And now they're faced with making tough choices. They're having to decide whether they're going to pay that mortgage, pay their gas bills, pay their rent, their utilities. Medical care is another big concern.
Of course. I mean, the stress issues here are amazing to me. Mm-hmm. And it hits every fabric of that particular person. Go ahead. You were going to add one more thing there, I think.
Well, I think I was just going to say, I was going to give an example
of
a story.
Ahead.
I have a friend who, when there was the teaching boom, about a dozen years ago, he went back to school and decided to be a teacher. And he got a job in the suburbs, taught for 7 years, and then was laid off. And he's been searching for a job for over 3 years now. And he's applied all over the place, and the retailers won't take him because they feel that he's overqualified and he'll leave as soon as he finds something else. But, it's a catch-22. He's looking for work. He's employable. He wants a job, but he just can't find one. And so there's many people like that. There's so many people right now who are working lower-paying jobs, working more than one job, mm-hmm. just to try to make ends meet, but it's still not enough. And so thankfully, the food pantries in our network are there to help those folks in their time of need.
The crazy thing about this, Lake County, Forbes magazine has said it's the third wealthiest county, or one of the wealthiest counties, I should say. I might be wrong with my figure there, in the whole country. So it's hard to believe that we have a hunger problem right here in Lake County. What are some areas of Lake County in particular that you know of that are suffering the most?
Well, I think the thing that I really, really would like your listeners to know is that hunger is in every single community. It's there. We may not see it in the suburbs like we do in urban areas. It may not be as visible, but that's because our hungry neighbors are really our neighbors. When I say neighbors, it's people down the street from us who are now making different choices. They may still have the same house because they're trying to hold on to that, and that's where their money's going. They drive the same cars. Their kids are in school with our kids, but they're now forced to live on a restricted budget or no income in some cases, and having to make tough choices.
It's almost like the problem is camouflaged in our in the suburbs. People are still going about maybe taking their kids to soccer practice and that type of thing, but we have no idea that they may be on food stamps or going to the food bank.
That's right. That's right. And I actually talked to someone the other day who said that in her community, she's been hearing in their school network of parents who are cutting back and making hard decisions on which kids are in after-school curricular activities because everyone's tightening their belts a little bit tighter.
You know, the food bank does some wonderful things. I was just looking at your website. Distributed 40 million pounds of food last year. An amazing figure. 33 million meals. And I saw that 5 million pounds of food in Lake County alone. I mean, that's an amazing amount of food. Of course, what I'm thinking of is how is all this distributed? How do you get it? How do you store it? I mean, this just seems like a huge involved ordeal of sorts.
It is. I mean, we have a great network. Thankfully, we have many donors of food.
So who are some of your donors?
Right. 60% of the food that we distribute is donated.
Okay.
That's fantastic. And it comes from manufacturers, both local and national, such as Kraft and Mondelez here in Lake County.
Okay.
General Mills, Del Monte, they're all donating product to us. So that
like truckloads of stuff they bring down?
Sometimes it's truckloads, sometimes half a truckload. We recently added a bulk repack room in our Geneva Center. So we are just now able to take in big totes of bulk items such as cereal, rice, pasta, and we're able to repack that in this new clean room with volunteer help.
Okay.
So volunteers help us repack that bulk product into 1-pound bags or 2-pound bags that are appropriate for a family, and so that we can redistribute those through our pantries and other feeding programs.
But I know you also get meat. And that has to be stored. I mean, this is just huge.
It's really big. So we have the manufacturers who donate food. We also have retailers. We have a fabulous food recovery program. It was started by Jewel about a dozen years ago. And we now, in the last year, were able to distribute the equivalent of 10 million meals in the 13 counties through this program.
Food recovery. Is that old? Expiration food, or I mean, I'm a little confused.
Right, it's perfectly good food that we Northern Illinois Food Bank go and pick up food at Jewel Osco, at Walmart, at Sam's Club, at Meijer, Target, and all these other stores a couple times a week. And where we can't pick up from those stores, we've also partnered our network partners, those pantries in the community, with their stores, so that now pickups are happening 4 and 5 times a week at these retailers, and it's fresh product. It's produce that is nearing the end of its shelf life. It's boxed goods, it's canned goods, near that code date, but still absolutely perfectly good. You know, we kind of think of the grocery store, if you will, as those the exterior items of the food the grocery store. So when you walk in, there's the produce, there's the deli and the fresh foods, there's the cheese and the dairy and those, the meat products. And those are often the items that our clients really can't afford. So the food recovery program, through the generosity of these retailers, picks up those items that are nearing their code date but are still perfectly edible, and allows us to redistribute those to people in need.
In terms of nutrition, do you have nutritionists on your staff that decide what, I mean, in other words, I assume we're not giving out Cheetos and things like that. Or I mean, I don't know. I'm just confused. I'm not confused. I just want to learn more about it.
It's all about balance. But we do have a nutritionist on staff. Mm-hmm. We have a Foods to Encourage program in which we identify items that are a little bit higher nutritional value. Mm-hmm. We go out and we seek grant opportunities through corporations and foundations as well. We have some wonderful corporate partners that donate to us to help us provide food to our network partners who in turn distribute it directly to people in need.
Just a tremendous organization. I assume this organization also takes a lot of research. I've seen some statistics, like, and we've been throwing some out here, 37,000 this, 47% of the people who need food are children. How do you come up with all this research?
We are, Northern Illinois Food Bank is a member of Feeding America, the National Association of Food Banks.
Okay.
And so we rely on Feeding America for a lot of the research. They do it on a national level. They break it down into the regional level for us.
Because you really have to determine the target audience. I mean, what are your demographics? I mean, you have to know, who do I give this food to, I would assume.
That's right. Yeah. And right now we're actually in the middle of, every 4 years we do a hunger study with Feeding America that actually goes out and interviews our hungry neighbors across our 13 counties. It's very scientific. They give us the locations. They give us the times. We have to visit 110 sites this year and talk to various folks to get that data. And that's where the statistics that you're referencing are coming from. That's where we know that we're serving more than 400,000 people every year and 60,000 people every week.
So these are surveys, the tools themselves, and I don't expect you to know the questions or anything like that, but what would be a typical question on one of the surveys, for example?
Well, a hunger study that's coming up is very intensive. It takes about 20 minutes to complete. Mm. And so it asks our hungry neighbors questions about their income, about their housing. It asks questions about whether they had to choose between buying food and paying the rent or buying medical. You know, going to see the doctor or buying their medicine. So it gets really down and in depth. And from those, which will be released next year, we're going to be able to look at how we're addressing those causes, look at who's hungry, evaluate our programs, and make some good decisions.
The food bank, and, you know, I guess part of the research, I understand that you serve over 60,000 people each week. I mean, that's just an astounding figure to me. And then there's 700 partner feeding programs. Lake County has 80 program sites. So you mentioned Jewel and some of these others. I think those are some of the network program people you're referring to. Are churches involved in this too, in terms of being like sites? Or where are the sites?
Right. Well, Jewel is one of the retailers who donates
to us. Donates the food, right, right.
So Northern Illinois Food Bank is actually a network. We go out and we collect the food. We purchase food as well to make sure that we have a consistent supply of nutritious food items to go out to our network partners. Those network partners are the soup kitchens, pantries, shelters, youth centers, and senior programs in the communities,
okay,
who distribute directly to people in need. We also, as Northern Illinois Food Bank, have a couple of direct distribution programs. That includes the mobile pantry, in which it looks
a mobile pantry.
It's a mobile pantry.
Tell me about that.
It's really incredible. It is. It looks like a beverage truck. So it has various bays on it, refrigerated and frozen, as well as dry food. And we take this truck directly out into the community to areas of need. Mm-hmm. And it's set up farmer's market style. So the truck will pull up. It has the food on it. We set up tables on either side of the truck, and people in need can come and choose the foods that they need, that fit their palate, that fit their grocery list. You know, it's really a matter of choice.
How's a site established then? A particular soup kitchen. I mean, are you involved in that process at all? Mm-hmm.
Well, they apply to us.
That's how it's done, application.
Right. Okay. So they have to be a nonprofit. They have to hold a nonprofit status. Mm. They have to have a board. They need to show us that they're able to have the wherewithal to raise funds and manage that board. And then there are obvious food safety guidelines and different things that they need to to follow, to be a member partner of the food bank.
Well, it's a tremendous organization. We are certainly going to talk more. And if you just joined us, we're talking to Donna Lake, Director of Communications of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And when we come back, we'll talk with Donna about the moving stories that she has encountered. She did talk about the teacher earlier, and she has some others that we'll be looking into as well. And some of the day-to-day things that come up at the food bank, as well as opportunities for volunteerism right here in Lake County. And you're listening to Word of Mouth. We'll be back right after these messages. And you're listening to Word of Mouth. I'm Jim Wunderlich, and we're talking with Donna Lake of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And in the background, that was the Dixie Chicks, Wide Open Spaces. We're looking at some of the challenges that the Northern Illinois Bank face every day. What are the challenges that you face, Donna, being the Director of Communications?
Really, Jim, it's not having enough time to do everything that we want to do. There's so many stories to tell. There's so many people who still don't realize that hunger exists in the suburbs. And sometimes it's a geographic challenge to get that message out to all corners of our 13 counties. So that's why I really appreciate you having me on today share that message.
Great to have you here. Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's the biggest problem. What about the food bank as a whole? What are some of the challenges that they face every day? I mean, obviously, getting food, I would think, would be number one. Any other challenges that you can see?
Well, we do face challenges because we know that there's more that we can do. We know that there's more people who need help, mm-hmm. So we do need more food. We need more corporate support and foundation support, that the individual donors who help us provide these programs and services. There are some programs like the backpack program and the mobile pantry program, which really rely on those donations to exist. Mm-hmm. And so we're always out there trying to spread the word, trying to raise awareness, trying to engage the community. And that's what we really believe. We believe that we can solve hunger in Northern Illinois with the community support. So as a community together, coming together with financial support, getting the food, we're a nation that's rich with food. There's so much food that goes to waste in this country, mm-hmm. That it's really not a matter of having the food. It's a matter of getting it, of having the transportation, of having people to donate it, of having the money for those trucks and the fuel, and having the volunteers to come back. We had 14,000 volunteers last year help us repack food.
Yeah, I want to talk about that later on, some of the opportunities that are available. You know, 13 counties in Northern Illinois, that surprised me. This stretches a far region.
Right, and that is it's a geographic challenge for us. We, as I said, we're a member of Feeding America, and so there are 8 food banks in Northern Illinois. We serve the 13 collar counties outside of Cook County. So we stretch from Kankakee to Lake County and then out towards Rockford.
Literally from Rockford. Lake Michigan to the Mississippi River. I mean, it's a
almost
big stretch.
There's
yeah.
one county that's at the border of the Mississippi that we don't serve, but really.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Huge area. Quite an undertaking. I'm sure you've heard some heartfelt stories from that 13 area region, 13 counties. What are some stories that you have heard? You talked about the teacher before. Any other stories that you might be able to relate?
Absolutely. There's so many. A couple weeks ago, we were out taking photographs, and I met a gentleman who was in his mid-40s, and he was just so thankful. He could not thank us enough for the work that we do. I don't know his entire story, but I do know that he had a professional job at one point. Mm-hmm. He has only used the food pantries for a couple of months, but I do know that there was some medical issue that has kept him from working. Mm. And so he's been using the food pantry for a couple of months, and he actually told me that he eats better now than he did before.
Jeez.
Which I found was really surprising. He said that now he has to make choices, and he has to decide what food he's going to eat. And thanks to the food pantry and the food bank, he's able to select from a great opportunity of fresh fruits and vegetables, and he's learning how to use beans and whole grains to help create filling meals. So
hats off to you guys. I mean, that's in terms of building his nutritional diet.
Well, thank you. Yes. And then another woman that I've been working with, Ellen, she has two daughters. One is disabled, and she recently invited us into her home to take some photos and share her story for our annual report. When I saw that photo of her and her two daughters, I literally cried. It was that moving. She is a woman who is always moving. She's got the two girls. She has to get up and get them out the door to school. She has to make sure that her disabled daughter gets on the right van. And then she goes to work, and she works full time to come home again, make sure the girls get home, pick them up, help them with their homework, make their meal. And after they go to bed, she's online completing her bachelor's degree. She'll get her degree in May.
Wow.
And so it's that dedication. And she, again, is just so thankful. She takes part in our mobile pantry program that comes to her apartment complex.
These are hardworking people who need food.
They are.
Yes.
They absolutely are. The majority of the people who come through our doors are working.
You know, I was touched by your website, and particularly there was the animation called Meet Kate. You want to talk about that a little bit? I think it hit home. And if you go to that and look at it, it's pretty effective.
It does really hit home. Meet Kate is an animated video about a little girl who talks about how her father lost his job, and now when she goes to the refrigerator, there's not much there, so her tummy is grumbling. And it hits home, too, at the end, because it talks about how your donation, about giving up just a coffee, you know, a latte, can help feed so many people, because we can stretch that dollar and make that turn into many more meals for hungry neighbors. 97% of our resources go right back into programs that feed the hungry.
That's astounding. So just a 3%
overhead? 3%
overhead.
97%
of
our resources. It's through those great relationships. Mm. It's the fact that we have donors, food donors and corporate donors, and that we have volunteers, those volunteers who help us. But the Meet Kate video is just so poignant because it's a child. It's an animated child talking about an issue in a simple way, in a supportive way. And I'll tell you, we showed this to a group of second graders who came to the food bank for a tour. And at the end of the video, there were children asking questions. And one child asked, well, why is his dad not working? And another child piped up and answered that question and said, well, my dad was laid off recently.
So how about that?
Helping children discuss this issue that, you know, a lot of times I think, you know, it may be overlooked. We may think that the children don't know about it, but they do. They know a lot more than we think they do.
Now, we've talked a lot about children. What about the elderly? Where are they in this whole picture?
Well, they're another growing population, and we have a couple of different ways that we're serving them. We're serving them through our food pantries and our soup kitchens. We're seeing them there. We're also providing senior boxes to some high-rise senior homes so that seniors who love to cook but may not have a grocery store close by or mobility issues, you know, keep them. And low income keeps them from getting the food that they need. And so that box is specifically packed for seniors to have the right nutritious food for them.
Well, that's just terrific. That really is terrific. You know, let's back up just a bit. We really haven't talked about you. You have kind of an interesting background. You were the public relations manager of Field Entertainment. And if you just joined us, I had mentioned this at the beginning of the show. They produce Ringling Brothers, Disney on Ice, and Monster Jam. Now, you did that for 6 years, I guess it said. But now you're with the Northern Illinois Food Bank. From the Ringling Brothers and Lion Tamers, I mean, I don't know. And now you're doing the food bank. I mean, that's quite a change. I've got to know, as they say. How did that all come about?
Well, I have to back up even a little bit further, Jim. And before Ringling Brothers.
Not when you were born and that whole thing.
No. Yeah. But before Ringling Brothers, I actually worked for the Greater Chicago Food Depository, which is the food bank for Cook County.
So you got your toe dipped
in
it a little bit there.
I got my toe dipped in it there. And, you know, honestly, I had a fantastic position there. I met great people, and was I was
are you talking about
point.
Field Entertainment now?
Oh, I'm sorry, at Greater Chicago,
okay. Mm-hmm.
And loved what I did, mm-hmm. but there was this opportunity to join Feld Entertainment, and I looked at the ad and I said, I have to send this in. There was something, you know, that I had always wanted to work in entertainment. There was an opportunity.
Everybody wants to be in the circus.
That's right, you know, and so, like, I have the best story. I ran away and joined the circus, and it was fantastic. It helped me.
What were you doing there exactly?
I oversaw public relations and media outreach and event planning in terms of media relations events, mm-hmm. special events to draw attention in basically the Midwest.
Okay.
So I oversaw many different states. And, you know, really, it wasn't much different from what I'm doing today in a way, because a lot of the events that we did there were bringing kids into the circus or bringing kids to Disney on Ice to learn more about that. So we would work with Boys and Girls Clubs. We would work with underprivileged youth groups.
Interesting.
And bring them in so that they had that experience. And we personalized it to them. So we had special clinics for kids who are hard of hearing and different things, and really gained awareness for the shows through.
So it wasn't quite the stretch that I'm thinking it was from going from the circus in terms of doing underprivileged people, people in need, and then going to the Northern Illinois Food Bank.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, there are obviously some really great things I did. I worked with some fabulous people. Kenny Ortega, who produced High School Musical, mm-hmm. and I made Tinkerbell fly with much help from my local publicist over into Millennium Park onto the ice rink. But it was a great job. But in many ways, the experiences there were similar.
You know, we talked about volunteerism and getting involved, and you had mentioned that 14,000 people volunteered their time last year. I saw on the website that equals 80,000 hours of time at the food bank. Amazing. What kind of opportunities are available for volunteerism? And I know there's a lot, so we can specifically kind of go through them. What do you have available?
Well, almost any way you want to volunteer, we will take your help, let me tell you. We have centers in Park City. We have a center near Rockford, and we have the center in Geneva.
Park City would be the one that would be close for the Lake County, sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we need people to help us repack food.
What does that entail exactly? You alluded to that a little bit before. What does that mean? Taking big boxes and put them into small packs, essentially, or?
Well, some of the food that comes in through food drives, through our retail partners, we take that back to our centers and actually look at it and sort it and evaluate it before it goes out to our hungry neighbors.
So there's an evaluation process.
There is. Mm-hmm. There's a big evaluation process. So every can is looked at to see if the dent in it is safe or not. Every code date, we have a whole list of USDA requirements on, you know, how long product is can be on the shelves or can be usable. And so we look at every single piece. We also wash down every single piece with a light bleach solution. So we take a damp rag and wipe mm-hmm. it all off so everything is sanitary when it goes out. And then because a lot of that stuff comes in as a mixed match of things, our volunteers then sort it into boxes that are specific products. So it's a 10-pound box of mixed vegetables. And when our network partners order off of our shopping list, they may not know if there's corn in there or asparagus or what it is, but they know that it's vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And so volunteers are critical to that process. In Lake County, we also were very fortunate to get a lot of meat donated to us. It's meat that, you know, once it hits that sell-by date, when it's that day, the grocery stores put it in their freezer for us, so it's still perfectly fresh. We take it back to our center, and volunteers help us, again, inspect those packages, make sure there's no rips and tears before they go out, and label them for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So is that part of the protein pack that you were talking about before?
The protein pack is a little bit different. That's something that probably goes out with the seniors or another.
Oh, the seniors, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have volunteerism with office and clerical staff too. So if you can't stand and maybe you can't lift a lot of boxes, there's other kinds of volunteer work you can do too, correct?
Absolutely. We need people to help us answer our phones at our centers. We need people who can use computers and help us do some secretarial work and filing and research for us. We also have opportunities for people who like to serve on special events committees.
And what does that entail?
So it could be someone helping us plan a special event, a fundraiser for us. It could be actually going out and getting donations for silent auction items. Mm-hmm. It could be fundraising for us. We just also started a new young professionals board. Mm. And so that's for people 45 and under who really want to get involved with the food bank. And they're tasked with helping us set up localized fundraisers for the organization and help us spread the word about the food bank more.
I understand you also have group opportunities, team building kind of things. Talk about that in terms of volunteerism.
That's right. A lot of companies like to come in with their groups and actually use our volunteerism as a team building activity for them, because there's so much that goes into repacking that food. There's the evaluation, there's the sorting, there's the packing, there's shrink wrapping and putting it on the pallet. So it's a great way for companies to bring out a group of supporters, you know, a group of their employees. They get some benefit in learning how to work together and, you know, and polishing that. And they're doing a good deed at the same time.
So instead of going to the country club and having a golf outing, a whitewater river trip, I'm sorry, something like that. I mean, this is really a unique thing that can occur.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they can come in and team build with us. And if you're closer to our Geneva Center or want to travel down that way, we have a brand new facility that we just opened a year and a half ago. And it has meeting rooms for up to 300 people. So some companies come in and they hold a meeting in the morning and, you know, go about their corporate business. We have audio visual in those rooms. And then they volunteer in the afternoon and help us feed more hungry people.
That is terrific. There must be some educational opportunities, too, for teachers. I mean, can they bring classes in?
Absolutely. Teachers, Boy Scout groups, Girl Scout groups, 4-H clubs, they're all welcome. And anyone 8 and older with parental assistance or chaperones can volunteer in our warehouse. And we have an educational program for children younger than that, in which we have them in the classroom and have them learn about hunger through various activities.
Lots going on. We'll talk more when we come back. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Donna Lake, the Director of Communications for the Northern Illinois Food Bank. We'll be back right after these messages. Kenny Rankin, Haven't We Met? And you're listening to Word of Mouth. And I'm Jim Wunderlich. We're talking to Donna Lake of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And I've been learning lots and lots about hunger in Lake County and hunger in the 13 counties, collar counties of Chicago, and some of the volunteerism that we can do and just the many, many programs. And we were talking over the break about the backpack program. Tell me a little bit about that. What's that all about?
Well, 1 in 5 children in Northern Illinois is hungry, and there's so many studies. Children really can't learn if they're hungry. They can't focus. They can't play. It's all about health, too. And so the backpack program was started when teachers realized that children came back to school on Mondays sluggish and tired and unfocused. And they realized that they didn't have enough food at home over the weekend. So the backpack program allows us to partner with schools and other service agencies to get backpacks to children in need every Friday. And it's filled with enough food for breakfast, lunch, and supper for Saturday and Sunday for that child and up to 2 siblings.
Boy, this is just a terrific program.
It's a great way to address hunger for children. It's discreet. It goes, you know, in a regular backpack, mm-hmm. so they carry it at home just like their book bag. And it's definitely, it's a help.
It's discreet, but still you have to identify that child, and after identifying the child, get the food to him. I mean, that's a process.
It is. We work with the schools. So the school's administrators help us identify which children are in need, and their parents are notified, so they know that of the program and what it is. And then on Fridays, there's, you know, at each school it's a little bit different, but there's a process in which the child gets that backpack.
I think that's just terrific. Have you found success with this?
Yes. We have had children tell us, you know, what a wonderful thing it is. We've had parents tell us. Sometimes the parents are working and they can't get to the food pantries, you know, at the times that they're open during the week. So this really helps them fill that void over the weekend.
Well, I tell you, Donna, certainly the earth is moving with the Northern Illinois Food Bank and with all the many programs you have. You were talking about the backpack program for kids, and you mentioned something that there's a Walmart grant coming to cover that, I guess.
That's right, and we really need your listeners' help. The Walmart Fighting Hunger Together grant would help us provide 54,000 more meals through our backpack program to kids in need. And the unique thing about this is that the grants are being offered to food banks across the country, but the winners are determined by public vote on Facebook.
Oh, cool. People get involved. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you can vote once a day now through the end of April, and the food banks with the top votes win the grants at the end of the month.
Oh, that's terrific.
So you can find out more at solvehungertoday.org.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'll mention that again before we pack up, so to speak. What have you learned yourself from having or being involved with the Northern Illinois Food Bank, being communication director of the Northern Illinois Food Bank? I mean, this is a job that comes from the heart. What have you learned about yourself?
I've learned that I am blessed. You know, that humbling just really hits home. And I've also learned that sometimes the greatest gift is just a smile or just being there to listen to someone who needs someone to talk to. And also that there's more similarities between people than there are differences.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been many places, I've met many people, but speaking with people is the same. We all have that human need to connect.
I guess in line with that, what's the most satisfying aspect of your job?
It rolls right into that. Just the other day, I had a gentleman come in, an elderly man that we took a photo of a year ago at a soup kitchen in DuPage County. And he saw his photo on our truck. All of the photos that we use in our publications and advertising are all real clients. They're all real neighbors in need. And he was delighted that we had selected him and asked us if he had a photo that he could take home with him.
I think that says it all. Donna Lake, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Now, if you wish to reach Donna, I think she did mention it. I'm going to mention it again. You can go to the website, solvehungertoday.org. And thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll drop by again next Thursday, beginning at 11 a.m., when we talk to another captivating guest on Word of Mouth.